the voice of Michigan sports fans. This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back. Hour three of X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino alongside Danica Hadlin and Ryan Elke. Jake Woods in our Toledo studio. Holding down for our friends in the Glass City as well. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000 if you want to hop into the conversation. Sports radio to 21000, or you can dial us via the Auto Value guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. That is the Auto Value guest line. Of course, we're on Twitter at XB Mornings. Looking to put together our poll question, but I want to wish my good buddy, Andrew Terwilliger. He is the director of football operations for the Rockets. A very happy birthday to him. There's a guy who does a lot of work, and usually the dofos, as they call them in slang terms at the college, and even the dobos and director of basketball operations, those guys don't get a whole lot of love, but they should be recognized because they do a lot of the legwork behind the scenes, from meals to hotels to logistics, busing, flights, all of that. And it is it's got to be a mess right now. It's a mess on a regular basis, but it's got to be even worse now that we don't know what to do and how to plan or how to prepare. I did find it interesting that Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby said that the Power 5 conferences don't necessarily need to have a uniform plan with one another, and that they could all kind of basically do their own thing. And easy for the Big 12. I mean, they got 10 teams, so you play a 9-game conference schedule, and that's that. If you wanted to cut every league down to 10 teams, I'd be fine with that. I just want uniformity. That's all I want. I just want uniformity.
Wasn't it the Big 12, too? They just also moved up their first football game. So Oklahoma's going to be playing Missouri State in supposedly like a month.
Yeah, earlier, which I thought was interesting. Instead of postponing it later, they moved it up earlier so that they'd have more flexibility for their conference games, which if they don't have kids on campus, there's no way. There's no way. Because all you need is one player to get it, and then that player, after he gets it, and something bad happens, you just can't.
Sounds like maybe Major League Baseball should have got their crap together a few months ago and done the same thing, huh?
I'd like to – should we go the poll question route today? I kind of want to make it Miami-based, and I love Miami. Miami has a special place in my heart. It's the epicenter of awesomeness, in my opinion. But the Miami Marlins blew this big time, and I cannot believe – the Marlins had – at least 11 players and two coaches, at least according to the report from Jeff Passan on ESPN, test positive over the past couple of days, forcing the postponement of both last night's and today's games against the Baltimore Orioles. The team remained in Philadelphia, where it played over the weekend, and being retested yesterday. Those results are still pending, and we'll have to wait and see what happens next. But then the Phillies game got canceled as well, because it was like, well, wait a minute, they came in contact with Philadelphia, do the Phillies have it now? And this is the part that I do not understand, how in the world any of this happened. I really don't. Multiple sources confirmed. Now, this is according to, I believe, The Athletic. Multiple sources confirmed that the Marlins played despite having three players learn Sunday that they had tested positive for COVID-19 just 2 days after a fourth player learned of a positive test on Friday. Two infectious disease specialists told The Athletic on Sunday that the positive tests fit the definition of a, quote, clear outbreak of the virus within their team. But sources said those tests were not enough for either Major League Baseball or the club itself to give serious consideration to postponing the game. Marlins manager Don Mattingly said, quote, his team never really considered not playing, end quote. The club's most respected veteran shortstop, Miguel Rojas, told the media afterwards that all 30 players discussed the situation Sunday, but said not playing was, quote, never our mentality. A source familiar with Major League Baseball protocol said that the league had had done full contact tracing following the first positive test, tested all remaining Marlins players, and based on the decision not to intervene, in part on the fact that no other players tested positive or reported symptoms.
I'm glad they made the decision of, like, no, we're never going to say die. We're going to flex this coronavirus right out of our body. Like, nothing annoys me more than that you're saying not playing was never an option. Damn it, it shouldn't have been your choice. Like, sorry, Don Mattingly. You should be suspended right now. Miami Rojas, you should be suspended right now. The fact that you have to go into quarantine anyway, but because of these actions, it could have cost MLB the entire season.
How did MLB not step in? Like, who in the world? Why did the Marlins play baseball on Sunday? That's the question.
Because they apparently don't have to report to the tests. Whoever takes the tests must just have to report them to the club. How is it not part of protocol for them also to report it to Major League Baseball?
I have
you got 101 page document with the protocol. How is that not in there? You know, you have to report every test to the team and to Major League Baseball.
This is why we have the expanded player. What do they call that? The player
pool. The taxi squad.
They have the taxi squad and you have the player pool. This is why that was built in. What are we doing? They literally said going into the season, in case something like what happened in Miami, if this something were to happen, we were to have some sort of outbreak or some issues, we could get some guys up. What are we doing?
But it also begs the question for Miami. They were playing in Philadelphia. How are you supposed to get...
The streets of Philadelphia.
Okay, if the team's on the road, those Marlins players are being kept in Jupiter for their taxi squad. And because of their... Are they supposed to fly up to Buffalo on a red eye if they're playing the Blue Jays? Like, it's one thing if, like, this happens and Miami is the home team where it's like, okay, you just got to drive from Jupiter, Florida. Cool. But if you have to, fly literally across the country from Miami, Florida to Buffalo, New York, or to Queens, or to the Bronx, like, that's a little different.
Not only did they cost themselves their game against the Orioles, because they have what the infectious disease experts say is a clear outbreak, but because they played in Philly, it forced the Yankees-Phillies game to be postponed as well. Because they're like, well, wait, now we got to fumigate Philly's locker room. You know, this is...
First of all, how is that not done after every team leaves? That should be in the protocol. As soon as that opposing team leaves...
Like, you should be throwing bleach everywhere. And, like, rotate it, too. Those stadiums aren't being used. Why can't the suites in the stadium be used on alternating teams? Like, okay, hey, we're cleaning this locker room out this time. The opposing team gets to use the suites as the locker room. And then when that team leaves, all right, we're going to clean the suites.
Well,
can now get the
visiting
locker
room.
They
got to take an elevator down to the shower? What kind of suites you got up there? You got the same suites Magic City has with showers right there?
Whoa.
Whoa, sorry. Easy on the chicken wings.
Cheetahs.
Shout out
to our
Windsor
listeners.
Take the bus. Take the bus. All you folks in Windsor, good morning to you. Across the border, love it. The idea that the Miami Marlins almost caught, like, who knows how this is going to play out over the next week or so.
Derek Jeter owes us all an overnight bag.
We should all get a parting gift, some sort of basket with flowers and candies.
And it should be mandated that Miami has to put in that home run statue back in center field.
Yes. Manfred had said that MLB's health protocols are, quote, adequate, and I don't know how you have guys testing positive that aren't immediately quarantined. A guy in the NBA, Rashawn Holmes, walked to the edge of the line on the Disney campus to grab food from a delivery service called Postmates. They were bringing him food. He stepped over the line. They quarantined him without even having a test. So you tell me who's got this figured out better. The NBA wanted, they went to the bubble. And their players are going to suck it up for the couple months or whatever and go to the bubble and play. The NHL, they've got the hub cities. Their players are going north into Canada. They're getting tested. They're hanging out north of the border, the Great White North or whatever you want to call it. They're sacrificing some of their own personal time to be able to get that paycheck and continue playing. Major League Baseball, they didn't want to sacrifice anything. They want to do it their own way. Look at you now. Back with more of this in the poll question after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Attention, Davenport University graduating class of 2020. A large number of your fellow Davenport 2020 graduates are not happy with Davenport's current plan for graduation ceremonies and would like change. If you agree and feel change needs to be made, join our Facebook group, Protest for Change DU 2020 Graduation. That's Protest for Change DU 2020 Graduation on Facebook. Other college graduates are getting more. Let Davenport's administration know your hard work deserves better.
These days, we're all looking for ways to keep our families safe and our homes free of bacteria and viruses. To help in these uncertain times, your local Rood dealer is offering a free healthy home analysis. They'll inspect your current system and make sure it's keeping you and your family safe from airborne contaminants. Visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com to find a dealer near you and to schedule your free healthy home analysis. Breathe easy and breathe healthy. Rely on Rood.
Bill Simonson here for Tom Rosenbach, the managing partner at Bean Garter. He wanted me to get the message out that Bean Garter is here to help. If you've applied for a loan through the Paycheck Protection Program and need assistance applying for forgiveness, Bean Garter and their professionals will work with you to prepare a draft application, estimate your loan forgiveness amount, and certify how you used your loan funds. They have the knowledge and experience to make sure you're getting the most loan forgiveness possible. They make it easy so you have more time to focus on what's important, taking care of your business and your people. Learn more at beangarter.com/COVID-19 relief. You can learn more on how the professionals at Bean Garter can help you in applying for forgiveness with paycheck protection programs. Go to beangarter.com/COVID-19 relief.
This is Freak-a-Leak, right? Not Megan Thee Stallion?
Correct, Freak-a-Leak.
Okay, I just want the kids to know that that beat that they're hearing with Meg Thee Stallion, it comes from. You know, they don't even try to sample beats anymore. They just literally steal them.
Can you give me a Petey Pablo? No, you're not going to say it.
What do you want me to say?
I wanted you to say Petey Pablo like they say in the song.
No, this song makes me want to sing this song.
Well, we're waiting.
I'm not doing it, so quit asking. I feel like Nick Saban right now. Come on. This is a family-friendly radio show. This guy's wild. You can find Dan and tweet all of your music requests to him at Dan in the Studio. We have Ryan L. Key at Ryan L. _ Key. I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Join us via the Auto Valley guest line at 313-396-5527. Text Sports Radio to 21,000, Sports Radio 21000. Funkhauser's getting annihilated on this program today. I feel bad for Kyle. 2019, 92 innings pitch, 97 hits, 58 walks, 65 earned runs. It's a disservice to every minor league player who actually deserves a chance to be at the major league level. Do you know who that came in from?
I do not know. Sorry.
Right. That's okay. I just wonder if they attached so I could, you know, throw like, you know, Jeff and Wixom or something on it, but
it is a 248. How about that?
It's a 248, so it's in the area. The guy had a bad outing. If they give him multiple opportunities and he does this, then okay, you can get. But aren't we supposed to see what we have? I'm confused on what everybody wants. If we're gonna play the young guys and stink, then you're gonna end up with scores like 14-6, like last night, and the Royals pounding six balls over the fence. Right? And if we don't want that and we want to be competitive, I mean, these are the prospects that we have. Like, we got to see what they're – is Funkhauser the real deal? Is Bo Burrows the real deal? Well, at some point, they're going to have to grow up. What if this happened to Casey Mize? Then what would you think? You can't have it both ways. You can't preach patience and then want a guy to come out and throw a no-hitter.
You also can't put the guy on a pedestal in the minors and then he comes up and serves some lollipops up in the major leagues.
What did you say before we started the show this morning at, you know, 6:15 in our pre-show production meeting? He threw feces all over the field.
Yeah, he went. Yeah, just
6:15. We were 15 minutes into the show, but yes,
5:15. Yeah.
Went out there and just threw feces all around there. Like a monkey could do better on that mound.
Circus clowns.
Like, I've seen guys named Fu Taini have better outings than Kyle Funkhauser.
Can I tell you a story about Fu Taini real quick?
Yes, I'm all here for that.
He built a machine gun out of baseball bats. So Fu Taini had a couple of cracked bats, and what he did was he used two of the bottom where the handle's at, where the knob's at. That was the bipod, and then he had another bat in the middle, and he taped it all together so it looked like a light machine gun with a bipod. And then he took tape, and he taped around the middle of the bat, which is where the belt would be. And Fu Taini would sit in the dugout, and he would hold the belt with his left hand and hold the machine gun with his right hand, and he would shoot at the other pitchers.
See, and Kyle Funkhauser isn't even giving us that.
That's what he would do. They made him stop. But it's like anytime somebody came out, like Fu Taini would go in the back, grab the machine gun, and come out and sit in the dugout and like aim it at people. It was awesome. Psychological warfare. You can't pitch with that kind of stuff going on. It wasn't a great outing, and I understand that. But we got to have a little bit of patience. Let's get into I want to hop back into the Marlins conversation just because they put the whole league in jeopardy. And I don't know if anybody's necessarily approaching it like that, but I think that they need to. Because when I think that you look at the NHL, they're okay right now. They had a bunch of tests come back, and everybody's good, right? No positive coronavirus tests last week. The league administered 4,256 tests to more than 800 players over the last week or so. And the NHL is entering phase four of their return to play. 24 teams participating in the summer tournament. They're traveling to the hub cities. They're there. Toronto for the Eastern Conference. Edmonton for the West, and we're getting ready to go on Sunday. Each team gets one exhibition game this week before meaningful games begin Saturday, August 1st. That's this Saturday. There were two positive tests that occurred during NHL training camps during the period of July 13th through the 17th. So what the NHL told you is that, hey, this hub city thing might work. And what the NBA is telling you is that if you cross the line to get food from a delivery person, they are going to quarantine you. If you leave and go get chicken wings after a funeral, you're going to get quarantined. If you leave the bubble for any reason, you come back, you get tested, you're good to go. Okay, we're great. Like, they're telling you that, hey, this stuff might work. We might be able to function like this. MLB didn't want to do the Cactus and Grapefruit League idea. Hey, put the National League in Arizona, the American League in Florida, and call it a day. They didn't want to do that for whatever reason. Players didn't want to be away from their families. So sit out the season. So sit it out. Opt out. You don't have to play. We don't have to pay you.
What I'm waiting for now for the MLB, let's say this happens again. Let's say it's for fun. Miami does this crap again, but it infects like four different teams, and all of a sudden you have four teams that are shut down. I wouldn't put it past MLB. Let's say 30 games. They say, you know what? We're going to take the standings as is. September 27th, we'll start our playoffs in a bubble. Because this isn't working out.
And you have to leave all options available on the table, right? Every option should be open. You just have to. So I guess when you look at it, what should our poll question be? How should MLB approach this? Because you said, what if it affects four teams? It did affect four teams yesterday. It affected the Marlins, right? It affected the Phillies. It affected the Yankees. It affected whoever the Marlins were going to be playing.
Baltimore,
that's right.
Your first place Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, put some respect on their name.
Well, like, let's say like it comes to the point where each team has 20 positive tests because of, you know, they're going to flex so hard they get the coronavirus out of them and they want to play. What's going to stop Rob Manfred from just saying, all right, we'll just shut down. We'll do a bubble in a month. We'll just do playoffs. Because that's all Rob Manfred wants. He just wants the playoff money. That's why it took so long for them to actually strike a deal to come back to play, is because he was just concerned about getting the playoffs started on September 27th and getting the TV money.
Which is odd to me. You know, I don't know how you put everybody at risk when you know you have four positive tests. Like, how in the world did the Miami Marlins have those four guys out on the field? How did their team, what should the punishment be? I mean, you have to fine them, right? This has to be a heavy fine, that the fact that you guys think that, and for me, it doesn't even feel like Rob Manfred is even taking it that serious. What do you mean it's not a nightmare scenario? You had positive test results come back, and a franchise did nothing, which affected not only their next game, but another game as well. You know, Chicago White Sox manager Rick Renteria woke up yesterday morning. Slight cough, nasal congestion every day of my life. And he's going to be away from the team until he can get tested. I don't know. Should they face a fine? Should those players be suspended? Should Mattingly be suspended, their manager? How do we address this to make sure that this doesn't happen again? Because Rob Manfred saying this is not a nightmare situation, that's exactly what this is. This is guys knowingly and willingly testing positive for COVID-19 and playing the game everywhere. And potentially affecting the league everywhere across the board. Because four guys want to play and one team sits down and says, yeah, let's vote on it, let's play. You could potentially cancel and ruin the entire season. Take checks off the table for how many players? How many managers? How many training staff guys? How many camera crews? How many TV people? My fine would be outrageous, but it would be enough that they wouldn't make a cent off of this season.
Then it comes to the point too. It's like, why are you just canceling the games? Make Miami forfeit the game. Make them take the loss. Take the L.
Oh, I like that.
Because it's their fault.
It is their fault. I like that a lot. We're going to talk a little more baseball with John Wagner. He's going to join us next, and hopefully we'll be able to dodge the COVID-19 conversation. That's what's coming up next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.